My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this visit was with Ralph B. Estep, R-A-L-P-H, middle initial B, last name E-S-T-E-P. This was done on October 13, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, as well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to heart failure, CAD, that is post CABG times 3, as well as hyperuricemia, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 31 from 35, creatinine of 1.83 from 1.7, and AGFR of 39 from 41, period. There is no evidence of protein in the urine. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 106 milligrams, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, period. He is currently taking Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams on tablet daily, period. He is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C, period. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, iron deficiency. This, his most recent H&H is stable at 15.6 and 50%. However, his iron storage is very low at 16%. Period. We recommend taking new iron, NU hyphen iron, IRON, 150 milligrams, one tablet twice a day to prevent iron deficiency anemia. Period. Our goal is iron saturation of 30%, period. Next line is hyperuricemia with the uric acid level of 7.6 from 6.9, period. The patient is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams. However, it is not as effective, period. We increase the dose of allopurinol 100 milligrams to 2 tablets daily instead of 1 tablet. Period. We will fax a copy of the prescription to the VA. Period. We discussed the importance of limiting foods high in purine. Period. We also discussed possible therapy with Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. Period, and the patient was receptive to initiating treatment, period. We obtained the consent to begin the process, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is very well controlled with the current regimen, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with blood pressure of 124 over 82, period. He has gained 3 pounds since the last visit and weighs 288 pounds today, period. The patient would benefit from weight loss. We recommend a decrease of sodium in the diet to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as overall decrease in fluid intake, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is well controlled with A1C of 6.6% to continue with the current regimen. And Farxiga, period, next line, BPH without any symptoms, continue with the current regimen, period, next line, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, next line, atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, next line, coronary artery disease status post CABG times 3. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Perez, Perez, cardiologist, at the end of the month. Period. Next line, for congestive heart failure. He was recently seen at the heart failure clinic last week and was told he was fluid overloaded. Period. He is following fluid restriction and the recommendations of the clinic, period. Next line. Obesity with a BMI of 38. He weighs 288 pounds a day and has gained 3 pounds since the last visit. The patient would benefit from losing weight, period. Next line, osteoarthritis of the knees. Next line, hyperparathyroidism status post parathyroidectomy in 1998. His PTH is 58, which is normal. So are his serum calcium at 9.3, serum magnesium at 2.3, and serum phosphorus at 3.2, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work and